of Himarach Shlishis. Okay. Das Tera. So this uses of the word Das Tera is not being used the way it's thrown around, like Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, you know, uses the idea of a person who has the represents the thought process of the Torah and his decisions have the weight of Torah. That's not what we're referring to over here. But okay, so what does it mean? Hiskanu l'das atzmeinu. We've introduced to the point where we das atzmeinu. That was what we called the first section of this shar. Hiskanich. Okay. Second section, which he called das kisuris derachav, was in the process of understanding the underlying midas and issues which we want to do, which will help us move, be able to do what we're supposed to do. Now, we said, me'ata is litzkas the Torah. And now we want to absorb the Torah which the Rashi gave us. Derech Eretz is called in the Torah. Karmel Chinuch Adam Hu Akdama Leitzu V'Tamachach. So the process of being mechanic oneself is what allows us to then go to the establishment and the development of Tamachach. L'chein Shtei Marochas HaKadmas Mahavais Achona L'Marocha Habo Hamukdeshes L'Das Oifya Shal Avodas HaTorah B'Mitzvah. So it's a fascinating thought. In our minds, there's some overlap, which is probably that there is. That is true, right? We can have a person who is in the midas tovus. He's exceptional and extraordinary. He's a quote unquote a real mensch, right? That doesn't mean that he's reached the ruchniistic levels of Torah. I mean, like theoretically, we would like to see a world where everybody acts like a mensch, and then there's people which are go above and beyond that to the point where that they have the ruchnius and the kedusha that Torah is going to offer them. A lot of times, the reality is that without the ruchnius and the kedusha that Torah is going to offer the person is not a mensch, because the different Yitzri Hara that the person has, Yitzri Horus, as they say in the vernacular, right? Without having the power of Kedusha of Torah, they're going to overwhelm the person and schlep him in the wrong direction. But theoretically, you know, to be a mensch is just like, that's bottom line, that's not the final goal. So, and this is about Moshe talking, so, you know. If I'd say that, you'd say, I don't believe a Musar, you know. It's about Musar talking. Right. Okay. Now, I remember Bechutz, Mechashav L'Kabal Tzimunah, Mimahuzah Shetam L'Koch, Amayri Kriya Saprokim Point. Person who's standing on the outside. He's not rolling up his sleeves and, you know, doing the work. He says, well, by learning this, I'll get a picture of what a Tam L'Kochim looks like. So, Lo Yivoy Al Sipuka, he will not be satisfied. I will not promise him that he will get that. Okay. So the Mor says that the Psukim are talking about the tremendous rewards that human beings get. That's talking about a person who connects to Tamachokum. The Tamachokum himself, the Russian never revealed it to the Nevi'im. It's so beyond the comprehension of the Nevi'im that there's nothing to reveal. Now, if that's true in regards to the reward, to my scar, kach odom, mahuzah tamachachem lo nitna l'tayir. You cannot truthfully describe what a tamachachem is. Okay. Therefore, hashirim amischadolim bekerv odom mikonzem pinim l'tayich olam atarik midei amukim him. The changes which take effect as a person goes into the world of Torah, they're deep And to the point that it's hard to give a picture of it. A person's in there. The outside, he doesn't get it. I'm in there. I get it. So explain it to me. Tell me what to do. No. He's part of the worm. I mean, to some rock because he has to bring it into the realm of action. Okay. We mentioned this the day before, but now it's very significant. There's a beautiful word from Rav Lafian. He says, "Mishnah says Kaki Darkus Latera." That's the real Tericho. Right, but we saw a teacher that while teaching the Chayit Tertia, we met the first who came and shrekha b'tevloch, and shrekha b'tevloch, and shrekha b'tevloch, and shrekha b'tevloch. The Mishnah says. So he grapples with the phrase, "Imat Torah Sekein." This is the way of the Torah. The Mishnah could have said, "This is the way of the Torah." Right. If you do, then Mishnah says, right? The person keeps the derech of the Torah. Furthermore, I understand. What's the derech of the mazeh? He said chay tartikia. That's a line before it says chay tartikia. Says one question answers the other. The truth is, a person who does the derech of the Torah is a shrecha b'adamazeh. He feels very happy in this world. But the Mishnah says, "I can't explain it to you. I can only promise you one thing: if you do it, you'll get it." I can't explain to you how chay tzedekia translates into a shrecha b'adamazeh. I can promise you, if you do it, you'll understand. That's the Mishnah. That's the Sepshat in the Mishnah. Okay. It's interesting that Rabbi Dovid Gottlieb in his presentations and one of the issues he grapples with, like a lot of the philosophical, ideological questions that people have when they're becoming frum. So he addresses that. So one of the issues that he addresses is the concept of being an amanifher. And so he deals with that at different levels, how that's not racist, etc. So the question, what does it mean? Right? So he says, so some people understand that amanifker is chasam is just a racist statement. That's not the point. Some understand it means that Christ was given a mission. So the bechira, which you're referring to, is a bechira for a responsibility, not a benefit. So he has difficulty with that. He has rise that we see lashon b'chol b'char Hashem. Right, the places where it's not referring to responsibility and mission, it's referring to just the source of being the. So he says the best way to describe Amanifkar is by referencing what's called the tzaddik. There's a unique state of existence which the Torah is able to create, called a tzaddik. And when you look at a tzaddik, you say, Hitakal is different. I was by Ramosha Zatzal. And you just felt you're in the presence of a different type of human being. He's like, just, there's, you push, you could feel the godless. It was like a mind-boggling thing. Right? It says, that is his point, that's the best way to describe it. It's like, I'm not describing it philosophically, I'm describing it pragmatically from what I see that it does, let's work backward and define what the chira is. That's, you know, amanifker is being the.
How does he explain it to those who are not like that?
So it's a fascinating thing. So give some examples of it, you know, of the extraordinary acts that these people have done in different areas. Not just in the Chavera issues, but in, you know, in general. And then, it usually cuts itself for a lot of conversation. It's a fascinating thing. He says, you know, this is what he's saying. I can't explain it to you. I mean, there's a ma'aseh I heard from Rav Feitman, that shortly after Rav Moshe was nifter, so Rav Feitman was still the Rav and the young Israel in Cleveland. So one of the conservative shuls, being aware of the significance and the fact there was a big tumult when Rav Moshe was nifter, they asked Rav Feitman to come to speak on the shul about Rav Moshe. Which is pretty interesting. Offer, right? And he asked the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Gifter, if he's allowed to. So the Rosh Hashiva gave him, you know, if it's not in the shul, so he gave him a few different things and he allowed him to do it. So he came into the presentation, shir, whatever it's called, they're talking. He put a very large picture of Moshe there. A few years later, he spoke at Moshe, etc. A woman contacts him, and, you know, says, I just want to tell you that I was impacted by the picture of Rabbi Feinstein. I saw the person who looked like that. There must be something more than what we're doing. From a picture, if I'm a Tomer Moshe, it's from a picture. Right? I don't know the details about how she contacted him, what she actually said, but the point is, from a picture alone, the person was involved. About they said that the Alter von Kellum said, he says, you know, Darwin thinks man came from monkeys. He says he didn't see Rissosalanter. I saw Rissosalanter. I know man did not come from monkeys. You know, you saw a whole different, you know, the arg of a mensch, you know, not just a man of the bear, but, you know, just the ability that to the self abstention. But at the same time, not being feeling deprived, and being aware of other people's needs, and, you know, the balance of having that ability to, you know, focus in and doing Torah mitzvahs and getting a simcha out of it, and being careful of other people at the same time, not feeding your physical desire. All of that combination is a whole new level of existence beyond what we've had until now. Okay, Klal Gadol. You can only accomplish true effect in Ruchnias with Hachana. Or Ruchni enem iskala ala b'sakli, sakli matim. You need a keli to hold it. And then it can be expressed. Okay. A god of Shabaras who Shmo Yisborach. A god of Shabashmos of Yisborach is Shmo Hamala Hashem Elokim. Havaya Vashkacha Beyaz. The greatest revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest light, as it were, but the latest, you know, version sending his being into the Bria is the representing the Shem Hashem, Hashem Elokim. Hashem Zamor Chazal, Kalahim to Hashem Elokim Al Oretz, Hashem Moli Al Olam Moli. That's a medrash. So Hashem Moli, Hashem Elokim, Al Olam Moli. That now it's an Olam Moli when they brought the rain. Remember, Akliyah Shabbat Yuchol Hashem Hamoli Liskalus Hu Olam Moli. So what way is it called an Olam Moli? He says Olam Moli is, and now you have, it's only mentioned after the whole Bria has been completed. So now it's an Olam Moli. So. Now it's the kli which will allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to be miskal. Shem Hashem means Gilui Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now the Rosh Hashem has created the proper vessel. When the older Bria was finished, he's created the proper vessel which will allow him to be miskal. Okay. Okay. So over here.